Good morning and welcome to episode 2 of the Hidden in God podcast. I am your host. My name is Dorlita Blakely. I am the spiritual vision behind the Hidden in God ministry. Just a couple of things before I get into my subject for today. Just to let you all know that there is the Hidden in God mobile app. It is a place where you will find things that may not be on the website, such as this podcast, daily encouragement, notifications that are sent to your mobile phone. And also, there are some quotes and some other things. So look forward to that. Hop on over to iTunes, Google Play, or the Amazon store, depending on your phone, and download that app. It is free. And there will be reading plans and other sorts of things that I'm all excited about. So get the app and connect with me, connect with others. This is a community thing. And just come on over and fellowship with us in the Hidden in God community. Also, visit Hidden in God. There is a store with great products. There are t-shirts that you can promote your beliefs in Christ. You can promote what you stand for. There are also great products to help encourage you in your walk with Christ, such as prayer cards, prayer plans, free mobile wallpapers. There will be free desktop calendars and all sorts of things. So pop on over to the store, look for those things, and look for more things to come as time progresses. So we can get into just what I want to talk about on today. I just want to talk about the women's conferences. So I had the opportunity to be a vendor at the Michiana Women's Conference this past weekend. And I just want to say that I had an amazing time. I met some of the most beautiful and wonderfully made women in the kingdom of God. It wasn't so much about what I would sell in my business for this weekend. It was more about the interactions with women and networking and getting to know other women and their walks in Christ and what they've been through in life that brought them into Christ. So this was just the most amazing time. And just being able to interact with these women and be a part of this conference was eye-opening for me. It showed and expressed a need for women, more conferences, and for more women to come together. Sorry, that's my phone. Just for women to come together and support each other and to lift each other up. There are so many women out here whose hearts have been broken. Who are suffering from low self-esteem. They are in pain from just life and how life has beat us down and it has caused us to feel like there's nothing left, that we don't have anything to give. And they need women who are strong and who have been strengthened in their faith, and those who have overcome some obstacles in their life, to just pour into them, to speak into their life, to be an example and an inspiration that God is still with us and He is yet still sitting on the throne, and what He's done to bring those women who were speaking out of the troubles that they were in, He can do the same thing for the other women. So I just want to thank God for an opportunity. You know, there's some things that God has placed on my heart concerning conference. And nothing happens by chance, happenstance, or circumstance. It is all strategically done by God. So I thank God that He placed me in that place. I was able to meet some women and network with some women and even tell some women part of my story, even though they didn't get the entire story during the 2 days that I was there. I was yet able to minister from my heart to theirs. And that opened up doors for me. It opened up doors for other women. So I just thank God for all the beautiful women that I was able to talk to. If any of you get a chance, because I know we connected in a way, to listen to this podcast, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to the women that orchestrated this conference. I thank you for your obedience to God in creating it. This is something that the Vice to Virtue Ministries was the host of this conference. It is something that they do every year. I do not know how many years they've been doing it, but they do it every year. I'm bringing these women in the Michiana area together to fellowship and to receive a word and to receive deliverance, to be saved if they're not, and to be set free. There is something that women are, we all have some things that we've been bound by. And these conferences are ways to be set free. So I thank God that through this conference that there were some women who were set free. There was some deliverance. My husband got a chance to come on the second day and sit with me at the table because my daughter had to work. She was with me on Friday. My youngest daughter even got to come and be used as passing out programs. And when she started out, she was a little upset because she would rather have been at the park with her friends. So she was upset on the Friday night during the conference because she had to come to the conference and they had asked that she pass out programs. But by the end of the night, even a 10-year-old child was excited about what was taking place at that conference. I think she was a little bit more excited that she was able to get her swag bag, which is what they were giving out to the first 100 women that came to the conference. She got her little bag, she got her little goodies, and she became excited. So when it came to Saturday morning, I woke her up and told her I needed her to go and sit with me as my second person because my oldest daughter had to work. And she got up and she got ready. And at first, you know, she's a little groggy and tired. She's not a morning person. But by the time we got to the conference, she was excited. She got up and I think she's a bit more of a people person than I am. She went from table to table, and there was almost 30 vendors at this conference. So while we were out attending to the different to our table, she had an opportunity to go and talk with women. And she went from table to table, and she made friends with some of the women. I found her talking to one woman. She was braiding her hair. I thank God for having the opportunity for even my children. When God does a thing for you, He will do it for your entire family. My husband got to meet another husband who was there with his wife. She was one of the panelists on Saturday. And he got to talk and fellowship with this husband, and they connected in ways. And God will do that for you. He will take your entire, but when you are obedient to Him and you're in His will and you're wanting to do the things that He wants you to do and He has called you to do, I'm just going to share a story with you. When they contacted me about this women's conference and being a vendor, you know, it was a shock. I was in amazement because I was not used to this. And God has already said that He's getting ready to take me some places, and I just want to go where He wants to take me. So there's the vendor's fee, and I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do? I prayed. He said, attend the conference. So I gathered the things I needed to gather, and I was on my way to the post office. I went by the bank. I got my money. I signed my contract, and I was going to the post office to put it in the mail. And just this is just how amazing God is. I went to that post office. I didn't have an envelope to put my things in. So I was in the post office looking for an envelope. I couldn't find one. I was getting ready to leave the post office, go to the store, find an envelope, and then come back. And there were some women. We were talking about, you know, envelopes in the post office. And I spotted a pack of envelopes that wasn't expensive. So I got my envelopes. I paid, mailed off my vendor's fee and contract, and I proceeded out of the store. My youngest daughter was with me. And as we're leaving the store, there's no one outside the post office. There's a couple of cars, and there's her and I. And I saw money, literally saw money flying in the air. Now, when I paid my fee for the vendors conference, I didn't have but about $100 in my bank account. And I'm just going to share this with you because this is the way God works. I had about $100 left in my account. It's the end of the month. And I took the $50 to pay my vendor's fee. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you do what you're going to do. And I am a woman that stands in faith that whatever I need, God will yet supply. So as I'm leaving out, I saw this money. And when I got closer, it was a $20 bill, and it was close to the ground, and it was just spinning. And the wind was blowing it. It wasn't on the ground, but it was up, and it started to move up. And I looked over and I saw another bill floating on the other side of this car and my daughter. And I'm like, there's money. Excited. And I told her, go get that. And while you go get that one, I'll get this one. And by the time I got down to get that one, I saw another one. There was three $20 bills floating outside, no one outside. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what in the world? So we gather it, and I stood out there for a moment waiting. I don't even know what I was waiting for. There was nobody outside. And I'm just like, okay, what do I do? And I stood there for a few moments, and then I took a slow stroll to my car, and I sat in my car for a moment. I waited to see if anybody would come out of the post office, and I'm like, now I could go in and make this announcement. Hey, I found this money out here. Does it belong to anybody in the post office? But then that would start a ruckus. So then I just decided, okay, I'll sit here for a moment. And God spoke to me, and this, he said that I'm returning what you just spent. So as soon as I could drop in the money to attend this conference, God gave me back what I put in. And it's funny because my daughter was with me, and so I ended up having to split this money with her. She kept the 20 that she found. I kept 40. So although it cost me $50, I shared it with my daughter because she was like, I found this one. And I'm like, okay, I really did tell her about it. But I just, hey, what do you do? God bless me. So I blessed her in return. So I knew at that moment that this conference was something that I needed to attend, that God was orchestrating for me to attend. And I tell you that story because when God is calling you to do something, even if you have a bit of doubt, and I pray all the time, that prayer that I saw in the Bible, I can't recall the scripture at this moment, but it says, Lord, help thou my, I believe, but help my unbelief. So whenever I want to step out on faith and do the things that God has called me to do, there's this little tinge of doubt that does creep in. So I immediately go to God in prayer with that. Lord, I believe you. I trust you, but help me where I have unbelief. So in that moment, God showed me that there was no need for me to doubt that this was something that he wanted me to do. Whatever his plan and his purpose with it was, I just wanted to do it. So I just, you know, I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for being obedient. I thank God for the obedience of the other women. I thank God that he orchestrated some things even in that conference where I was able to minister and tell my story or my testimony to other women. And even the husband that my husband got to meet, I met him first and we talked about what God was doing in my life. And he told me something that my husband has been telling me, and there have been some others that have told me, but he said, you have to tell your story. And when he said that, it was like this punch, but it wasn't a bad punch. It was like a confirmation, something that God had already been dealing with me with, but I have been in this place where I've wanted to be in the background for so long. I could be in the background. When I started Hidden in God, I started it as this anonymous person. I don't want my name tied to it. I don't want my picture out with it. You know, it's here. I want to do this for the people. This is what God has given me, but I don't want anyone to see that it's me. And that's not what God was calling me to. You can only be anonymous and in this background for so long. I'm like, Lord, save these people, deliver them, set them free. But people need to know who you are. They need to see the real you. And in order for Hidden in God to become what God wants it to be, it has to be connected to me, because it has to be the testimony, the story of how God brought me out, how I overcame, how he saved me, and how he's yet blessing me and doing the things that he's doing in my life. So I just thank God. That is all I have for you today, for this second episode of the Hidden in God podcast. In closing, I just want to say God bless you. I thank God for you. I pray that everything that I say, that I do, will be a blessing to you. I pray that God will connect us. He will restore people to what he has called them to be. I pray that God opens doors of opportunity for you. I pray that whatever God has for you is manifested in your life to the fullest. I thank God for what he is doing. I thank God just for the opportunity to have this platform. And I pray for the increase of it. I pray that it blesses you. I pray that you will come back for more, and we will be able to share, and there will be an exchange, a fellowship with us. I pray that your relationship with Christ is strengthened. If you do not know him, I pray that you will get to know him. If there is anything that you are in need of, please do not hesitate to reach out. In the mobile app on the website, there is a place for prayer requests. There's open prayer requests where we can pray as a community for each other. There is private prayer requests where you can send them in, and I will pray for you. I'm praying that God will give me a team that we can pray for other people. We can pray for the nations. We can pray for countries. We can pray for our leadership in a corporate prayer. You know, where if one can chase a thousand to 10,000, then there is so much more that a community of us can do. So I just thank God. I bless you. I thank you for listening if you've made it this far, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.